Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can follow me online by typing in Mark Parham Podcast on Spotify. And then you can also follow me on Rumble and YouTube by just typing in Mark Parham. So, you know, I find it very interesting that some of the same people that were screaming, defund the police, and BLM, those are the same folks now that want the police to be patrolling neighborhoods and, you know, doing the job like they used to do. And it's just amazing that, you know, people follow the media so much that if the media says, well, you know what, we need to defund police because police are doing bad things in the streets and we don't need police and all these other things, how people just go along with certain agendas. And it's almost like a lot of folks are sheep out there. It's like, you know, it became a big thing during BLM and people were making, you know, police out to be the bad guy and all police were bad and, you know, just a bunch of stuff. And if you look at New York City, if you look at San Francisco, crime has been on the rise. There's been carjackings. There's been, I think in New York City, a lady was getting punched in the face or a few women. And now all of a sudden it's just like, oh, well, police aren't doing their job. And so you can't have it both ways. And so it just goes to show you that, you know, people follow whatever the media tells them to, you know, follow, or people believe in what the media tells them to believe. Because if you want businesses to stay in your community, you need law and order. And who in their right mind would want to open up a business in San Francisco? I mean, I've seen videos in San Francisco where people are using drugs in the daytime. People are, you know, peeing on the sidewalks, defecating all over the sidewalks during the daytime. And who wants to live in a city like that? Who wants to open up a business in an area like that? And again, San Francisco, Oakland, I mean, you can, the list goes on and on and on. I mean, I do commend, what's his name? Ron DeSantis in Florida, where, you know, he's saying, we're not going to have homeless people sleeping on the sidewalks out in the open. Like, and I think that's a good idea because people want to feel safe. They want to be able to walk around. They want to be able to relax and not have to look over their shoulder. And you go to some of these areas and the homeless folks are crazy. Some of them are addicted to drugs. Some of them are violent. Some of these folks have come out of jail for all, you know, a bunch of things. And who wants to be around that? And so I think what Ron DeSantis is doing, I think he's doing a good job with saying, no, we're not going to be like New York City, or and we're not going to be like a place like California that just lets people set up tents and do whatever they want to do. And so, again, we need police. We need law and order in these cities. And once you get law and order and all that stuff in place, then businesses will come back. Then people will feel safe again. People, you'll have tourists that want to visit those cities. You go to San Francisco in or New York, and there's people who have been tourists say, oh, well, I'm here from Brazil, or I'm here from Europe or Italy or some country. And they're having their stuff taken, their, you know, rental cars broken into. I mean, nobody wants to visit a city where that's happening. So I think, you know, when you look at things now, and conservatives have been saying this, but we need law and order, and the whole defund the police movement that was happening during the BLM riots was just it was a dumb idea. And those people right now are saying to themselves, oh, we actually need police. Like, some people have actually woken up. But again, I think this election in 2024 is very important, because if we have four more years of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and this whole, you know, we don't need police and police are messing things up and causing, you know, just police are racist and just all these, you know, different narratives. If we get four more years of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, then this country, I don't know, this country would probably turn into a third world country or nation, whatever you want to call it. And again, look at the television. You got people coming across the border, and the people that are coming across the border, some of these folks are criminals in their native country. So right now, we need police more than ever. And I know people have a way. I mean, some people have had bad experiences with police, but, you know, there are tons of police all over the place. You can't let one bad situation say all police are bad. There's a lot of police that are out here not really getting paid enough and doing their job. And a lot of times those police officers aren't highlighted because you have this, you know, the liberal media say, oh, police are this and this. Police aren't doing their job and they're discriminating. And the crazy thing, some of these anti-police people are folks that live behind gates and have private security and just everything you could think about to protect themselves, but will go out on TV and say, oh my God. And, you know, even like one lady they had, I think was on the Breakfast Club with Charlamagne. She was saying, oh, well, it's just negative media, you know, saying that crime in New York City is on the rise. And just, she's saying, oh, it's an illusion and just crazy stuff. So again, we need police and there's no way around it. Look at how New York City, how Giuliani, I mean, even though Giuliani's going through stuff right now, but look at how he was able to clean up New York City. Imagine if Giuliani was one of these left-wing people that said, oh, well, the police, we don't need police because they're causing problems. New York City would have crime and everything else. And so, you know, I don't know what's going through the minds of some of these left-wing folks. Like, you can't have it both ways. You can't want a place to feel safe. You can't, let me back up. You can't want safety, but then say, you know, police are bad. It doesn't make sense. And so that's just my opinion. I know I'm rambling a little bit, but I just find the whole defund the police movement to be, it's stupid. It's a very dumb idea. It's stupid. And it's something that doesn't work if it were implemented. Also, I want to talk about, I wanted to talk about this whole, Trans Visibility Day or month or whatever the Democrats are trying to push. I think it's stupid because why are we telling people that there's all these different genders when you can only be a male or female? And then, you know, if you think about it, people who are trans or whatever they call themselves, it's basically a guy who cut his penis off. That's basically what it is. But at the end of the day, that person is still a guy. And so you can't, you know, switch your genders. It's not possible. All this mess where somebody can be binary and just all these crazy names. And you have men who say, oh, refer to me as she. And this is stuff that doesn't make sense. And a lot of what these Democrats and liberals want to do, they want to normalize a lot of this degenerate behavior. And so that's why you see parades where men are walking around with skirts on, and it's just a mess. It's a mess, and it's they're trying to make it something where people say, "Oh, that's cool." They're putting it in movies. Every television station you turn to, somebody has to turn around and be gay. And so, my thing at the day, it's a lie to say that there's more than two genders. And anybody believes that needs to be checked into a mental facility. I mean, that's just like saying. That's just like me. I'm a black man. That's just like me saying, oh, well, you know what? I'm Chinese, and walking around the street and saying, oh, well, you know, I'm a Chinese man. Call me by my Chinese name. People look at me like I'm crazy. So you can't switch genders. If you're born a female, you're a woman, or you're a female, or you're a girl. If you're born a male, then you're a man or a boy. You can't switch genders. Like, this isn't like this isn't like trading cards where you can give up a Kobe Bryant for Shaquille O'Neal or something. Like, you are what you were born to be. So it's a lot of weirdo stuff going on. In this election, again, it's very important. It's very important for everybody to vote. I know who I'm voting for. I'm a big fan of Trump because this stuff that the Democrats are trying to push, it's horrible. And if you think about it, the Democrats in the 90s weren't even this bad. The Democrats in the 90s would be considered conservative compared to what we've got now. These people are pushing these left-wing agendas that don't even make sense, that don't work, that are just foolish. And some of these policies that they're trying to create are going to destroy America. You know, if you even look at stuff with, you know, gender ideology and just crime and even the economy. I mean, these folks think people who want to start businesses are the bad guys. If you look at business owners, You think you would have a government that would want to encourage people to set up businesses. I mean, we have a government that says, you know what, well, you need approval for this. You need to have this done. You need to go here. You need to do that. So, you know, the country is all over the place. And I think America's down a very dangerous path. And Trump doesn't win this election. I'll say it again and again. If Trump does not win this election, 4 more years with Joe Biden, and then let's just say Joe Biden steps down or whatever happens and we have Kamala Harris, this country will look like a circus. So that's just my opinion. You can follow me on Rumble by typing in Mark Parham. You can follow me on YouTube by typing in Mark Parham. And you can also follow me on Spotify by just typing in Mark Parham Podcast. Thank you.